Suspected Islamic militants this week shelled the northern Malian city of Gao for the first time in nearly 5 months, renewing attacks that had been halted by French forces earlier this year. The Obama administration says it's targeting those al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorists. Deputy State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf.
The defeat of al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb and affiliated violent extremist groups in Mali is a top priority for the United States. We have provided information, we've provided logistical support to French military operations there.
But Washington is not providing assistance to Mali's military, which overthrew the government last year and has resisted security sector reforms by the new civilian president.
We're committed to working with the government of Mali to restore this assistance in coordination with other donors and in a way that supports their efforts to strengthen their institutions and their civilian control over the military.
There are also concerns about military human rights abuses, says Sarah Margon from Human Rights Watch.
Our priority is really seeing accountability for those abuses that were scaled up during the coup and the aftermath.
Margon says Mali's new president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, has a lot of work to do.
There's a host of issues, abuse particularly within the security sector, but also corruption concerns. And, you know, as the U.S. decides when it will turn the spigot back on for security assistance, we would certainly hope that these will be some of the top priorities that they focus on.
President Keita has made security and accountability top priorities for his new government, but he told world leaders at the United Nations that he cannot do it alone.
When we look at security, we must include issues of trust and concern over sovereignty. The nature and breadth of threats on the ground demand that we go beyond these considerations and work to pool our resources, because these threats are beyond the capacities of any one state.
Cooperation in fighting terrorism in the Sahel is especially important at a time of instability in North Africa, says U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Manal Omar.
There have been a few prison breaks in Libya, there have been prison breaks in Tunisia, and I think that really signals that even in the capitals or in, you know, the, you know, major cities, they're having a hard time controlling. And borders are hard to control under the best of situations. So you can only imagine the challenge that really is coming in front of the Libyan government in terms of the Sahel, in terms of, you know, the coordination with Mali.
Some of the ethnic Tuareg who fled Libya are part of the Islamic militant groups destabilizing northern Mali.
It's important to look at kind of the humanitarian aspect of the Tuareg and how do you make sure that you're not creating camps that will essentially be recruitment grounds because they are being treated unfairly.
While continuing to work with French forces in Mali, the Obama administration says it plans to meet with key Malian leaders to discuss restoring military aid with the goal of fighting terrorism. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.